You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I have doubts, a lot of them. Does God still love me? Let's get into it.
Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this thing.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm always enthusiastic.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it is.
We started out by lying to the audience.
That's not good.
That's really, we're not building the foundation of trust that this show requires.
Let's regroup, fellas.
We're going to try to do better going forward. We make no promises. We're continuing to answer the question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, I have doubts. A lot of them. Does God still love me? And it's an important place to start off. And Glenn, where do we start?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's about acknowledging that it's okay to feel what you're feeling. I mean, I think there's a certain amount of people, certainly in my life when I was growing up, where I would say, you know, sometimes deep inside, I wonder, what's that all about? And then they would say, stop thinking that, stop having feelings, do your homework.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... That's,
keep your head down, young man.
Yeah, this is not an effective way to raise a child. You know, this is not. It was a different time then, but you understand what I'm saying. I think there's a tendency to coming through that kind of experience to assume whatever you think and whatever you feel. If you might be wrong and if it might take you down an unhealthy path, it's just better to just disregard and not think of it and just not have those feelings. And we actually want to work the other way and say, let's engage with that.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jed, to expand on that. I think what Glenn is describing there, a little bit of a worldview that there are certain dangerous thoughts and feelings.
Don't think those things.
We can't entertain the fact that things might not be the way we think they are, because then our belief is what's holding it all together and it all fall apart. It's a very Peter Pan view of the world.
Yeah.
But doubts are natural.
Yep.
It's a natural thought and it's a natural feeling, as Glenn is pointing us to. So when they inevitably come up, as they inevitably do for everyone, what do we do with it then?
That's a great question. Well, again, you know, just to reiterate, you have doubts, you feel those doubts, that's okay. Nobody's looking down on you. I have doubts.
Sure.
Glenn has doubts.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt has doubts.
I mostly have doubts about Jed.
Yeah, well, that's appropriate. That's appropriate. Everybody has doubts. The question is, are we working through those doubts? Are we addressing them?
That's right.
Pretending that we don't have them is a terrible, terrible strategy. That won't work. And here's the funny thing. You may deal with the doubts you have today. Fresh doubts may arise tomorrow.
That's right.
That's okay. That's why I say I have doubts, because it's a new day. I'm a human being, you know. The question that we really want to get into, the thing that we want to ask, is what are we going to do with our doubts? You know, what does it mean to address them? What does it mean to work through them? What we don't want to do is give in to the feeling that we shouldn't feel the way that we feel, or even just internally, you know, you're just wrong to feel that way, so stop it. Mm-hmm. And the reason for this, that actually doesn't go anywhere. It's easy to kind of shortcut things and feel like maybe that's an answer God would be pleased with, is right. Just kind of living in denial and pretending you don't think the things you think. But it doesn't actually work. It doesn't actually go anywhere. When you do that, you're just kicking the can of doubt down the road to deal with on a later day. The best thing, let's look at it today, let's get into it and figure out what we're working with.
Yes. The can of doubt is the most popular children's toy in Germany.
That's right.
And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this topic right here on the Bridge Lab.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me in the old pastor ways. No more crying, no more
Connected here on the Bridge Live. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I doubt it.
Oh, wow. Topical.
Yes.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I introduce, therefore I am.
We're getting very French.
Yes.
Show here. I don't know that I entirely care for. But we are continuing to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I have doubts. A lot of them. Does God still love me? And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed giving us a very good direction, I think, which is doubts will come up. It's important, A, to not read too much into them. They don't really say that much about you. It's just, again, everybody has those. But it is important to look at, what do we do with that now? Where do we go from the right of having doubts? What do we do about that?
Well, I think, first and foremost, it's about recognizing that that there are feelings and then there are beliefs. And that sometimes a really negative feeling that we have right now can sort of distort the view of what we actually do believe, right? So if you have, let's say, a young kid, maybe he's 10, 11, 15 years old, whatever it is, and the kid says, the dad says to the kid, because you did this bad thing, you're grounded. And the kid gets really upset and really angry and feels it's unjust. Well, he's going to say, you hate me, you've never loved me, and so on and so forth. And the drama is very, you know, real and very extreme and all that. But in that moment, you feel so, and we were all that way when we were kids.
A loving father would let me eat night crawlers.
That's right. You know, why are you? You just hate that I want fun. You know those things aren't true deep down in your heart. You know that you believe that your father does love you, and so on and so forth. But in the situation, it just feels so extreme. So that sense of injustice or what have you can really throw that off.
I think that's a really great point. And the way to go from there, Jed, I guess, is how do we start working through those things? I think our friend is finding out that it's not exactly productive to just have your doubts and sit under a blanket terrified.
Absolutely right.
So we have to do something with it. And where does that process start, maybe?
Well, I think we need to know what it is that we're dealing with. You know, as Glenn said, there are beliefs and then there are feelings. And those are a little bit different. We could also say that doubts have a thinking part and a feeling part. You know, those are, again, they're two sides of the same coin, but they are two different sides. You know, we can know Bob and think Bob's kind of a flake. So that's a belief. We believe he's kind of flake. We can also be mad at him for flaking out on us. Those are two separate things. One is a thinking thing, one's a feeling thing, one's a belief, one's a feeling. And we need to deal with those actually a little bit differently, depending on what we're struggling with. We can believe that maybe God is not just, or we can feel really upset that we have received unjust treatment at the hands of God.
Right.
In order to get to the bottom of that, we need someone to talk to. We need to be able to talk out loud, unafraid and unashamed about both what we're thinking and what we're feeling, what we believe and what we feel, to another human being who can listen and not judge us in that process. So the question that we need to ask then is, who could we talk to about that stuff? What's the right kind of person, the right kind of relationship for that?
A very important question, one that, good news, unlike some of our more existential things you brought tonight, there are good and clear answers to. We can look at those when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Lost in the memories of a broken past that wants me back.
My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Am I even really here?
Whoa. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I believe in you, Glenn.
Oh, well, then I am here.
Yes.
Oh, Glenn's like Tinkerbell. Yes. That's how it works. If you believe in Glenn, we'll continue to do the show.
Please continue to believe in me.
That was pretty much directed only to the station manager.
Sure. You believe in Glenn.
We will continue to do this show. We're also going to answer a question that came into the bridge loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I have doubts, a lot of them. Does God still love me? And Glenn, we closed out our last segment on this with Jed giving us the very good point. If you have to talk to someone, that's a very important point. And I think the key about that will be finding the right person to just sit down to someone on the airplane and say, sometimes I worry that we're all not even here. Well, that's not going to have the healing effect you want it to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to get a lot of people changing seats on the bus.
That's right.
But there are people you should talk to, and who are those people? How do we find them?
Well, I think we do need to look at talking to a counselor, a pastor, a mentor, someone who can give us good advice on these things. You know, part of our job, our day job, is working with guys behind bars and doing Christian ministry there, with guys coming out of jail and so forth. And these are people who have really extreme problems in their lives, and that's given them a lot of struggles with their mental health. They may be depressed, they may be just traumatized by abuse that they've had in their past, but they want to talk about all that in spiritual terms and not work on the mental health element of that. Both of those things need to move forward in concert with one another. So finding a way to do that, I think, is a big key.
It's a great point. And Jed, that is a tough barrier for some people to push through that first thing. If you've never been to counseling or had a mentor, and unfortunately with a certain amount of psychological counseling, there is some stigma to that. We obviously do not agree with it, but it is out there. So how do we find a good fit and push through that initial barrier?
Sure. Well, to be clear, counselors are awesome. You should totally have one. Therapists are awesome. You should totally find one. And here's why. When we have doubts about big picture stuff, you know, is there really a God? Does he really love me? Does he really care? It's pretty rare that we have those kind of doubts and we're not having a rough time in other areas of life at the same time. We were joking before we started that, you know, a guy that's out yachting in the middle of the Caribbean typically isn't reading Nietzsche for fun. You know, you might be dealing with some other stuff. And so it's good to be talking to a person who's prepared to listen and not judge you, but also has some training and some experience about dealing with some of the messier sides of life. And so that could include a therapist, that could include a counselor, that could include a pastor. If you're not sure who to talk to, email us. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. In your area, there are no cost and low cost counselors who'd love to sit down with you, and we'd love to help you find one. And here's the key thing: you deserve that. When the right way to look at all this, when those doubts come, that's your brain and your spirit's way of saying, we've got some things we need to look at here. That's actually what your doubts mean. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad Christian. It means we've got some stuff that we need to look at. We've got some stuff that we need to get into. The right answer is to not ignore that. The right answer is to say, okay, well, let's do that. Let's find someone that we can get into that with. Let's begin that process. There's a ton of healing. There's a ton of peace that waits on the other side of that process, and we want that peace and that healing for you.
We absolutely do. That address again is thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
She's not like that. She's
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If the show ends, do I cease to be?
Yes.
I assume so when we walk out of the studio and just turn the lights out on you. I assume you just stay there until the next week.
Please keep listening.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
I don't even have your ear. That's just amazing. That's delightful.
It's getting very deep tonight here on The Bridge Loud because we're answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I have doubts, a lot of them. Does God still love me? Now, we brought up our own doubts, some of them legitimately, some of them in a more jokey way. But I will say, in this topsy-turvy world, there are some things we don't need to doubt, some things we can be confident in. And one of those things is the existence of the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
Glenn, as you mentioned earlier in the show, in our day job, we're working with folks coming out of jail, coming out of addiction. There's a lot of doubts to be had there about the world in general and your place in it and what kind of, you know, people would have let all this stuff happen. So when you're dealing with someone who has those doubts that are holding them back, where do you start with that?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to give you a two-word answer that you need to write down and memorize and get it clear in your mind. God understands.
Yep.
I think that's one of the most profound things we can say about him. And so much of our conflict with God is really based around sort of a weird thought of, I feel this way and I think this way, but I don't think God would really understand that.
Yeah.
he knows everything. He understands everything. If you can understand it, he can understand it, for heaven's sake. But it's just that sense of, a lot of times when we feel sort of that injustice, we think, there's an angle on this that people just don't understand about, you know, and so forth. So it's about recognizing he understands that, and that we, as Jed was saying earlier, we need to be comfortable with these doubts and work through them, knowing that God's patient with us on that.
Amen.
It's a great point, Jed. What would you add to that?
You know, I talk to a lot of people who have doubts or who say they have doubts. And here's what I find most of the time. When they say they have doubts, after we've talked for a little while, here's where we land. They're really angry at God. It's not that they doubt that he's there. If they doubted that he was there, we probably wouldn't be having that conversation. You know, I mean, I don't worry very much if the leprechauns are watching me because I don't really think they're there. What I find is when people say they have doubts, what they mean is, I am mad at God. I feel hurt. I feel let down. And it's weird to think this, but it's really true. If we will take that anger to God, if we'll take Glenn up on his assertion that God understands, if we'll take that anger to God and begin to tell God about that and begin to talk that through with God, what we'll wind up with on the other side of that is a stronger relationship with God than we could have imagined was possible. It feels like if I'm mad at God, probably I'm in danger and there's no hope and it can never be anything good. What I want you to know is if you'll take that anger to God and start talking through with him, you can have a better relationship with him than you ever thought possible, and actually better than a lot of people that you know. God wants that deeper, better relationship for you, and so do we.
We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm holding on to what may be.